Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Okay, I'll start with the Irish Times. And Trump impeachment inquiry exposes US political divide. The US House of Representatives was last night poised to impeach President Donald Trump after a historic day of debate on Capitol Hill. Well, we now know the result of that, as you heard in the top of the news bulletin, that he has been impeached. But of course, it goes to the Senate for a trial. And of course, that's in the control of the Republicans. Well, the Irish Examiner leads on creches to get bailout of up to €26,000. And the Minister bows to pressure over insurance crisis with €7 million in funding. And the fallout from that decision by the minister features in all of the papers today. And of course, it came just hours after the Taoiseach described a proposal for a subvention for childcare in the Dáil as reckless when it was proposed by Sinn Féin in the Dáil yesterday. That's the lead on the Irish Independent as well. €7 million creche bailout will line pockets of insurers. A one-off payment to bail out childcare providers has been sharply criticised as using taxpayers' money to subsidise highly profitable insurance companies. So causing controversy and debate, that move by the Children's Minister yesterday. Well, to the tabloids, and the Irish Sun leads on Big Mac from the dead, defiance of shooting survivor. That has also has a picture of an alleged Dublin shooting victim eating a Big Mac on his hospital bed, saying he survived the third attempt on his life. The Herald, it has agony of crash mum's girl. This is the story of a girl who's been left without her mother after she died in a car crash in Dublin earlier this week. Her mother was the passenger in the car. The driver of the car, a man, was also killed in the crash in Rathfarnham, according to the paper. Well, the FAI then leads a number of the other tabloid papers this morning. The crisis there. The Irish Daily Mirror has €62 million own goal. The Ireland soccer team is facing being booted out of Euro 2020 if the basket case FAI goes under. That's the lead story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror as the FAI crisis deepens, according to the paper. Well, and the FAI crisis leads the Irish Daily Star as well, with possibly one of the most creative headlines. Come on, you boys in red. A fury, a senior team at risk over €60 million FAI debt, and League of Ireland may collapse as bailout refused. And of course, we've had plenty of analysis and more analysis to come on News Talk of the ongoing crisis in the FAI and its finances. Well, some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today. Well, on the front of the Irish Times, it has the Rotunda staff resort to online fundraising for equipment. Staff of the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin have resorted to online fundraising to buy a new heart ultrasound machine for extremely premature babies because government funding is not available. A GoFundMe campaign started by the hospital's neonatal intensive care unit a week ago has raised €13,000. And that's out of a target of €76,000, for the vital piece of equipment. And the potential donors are being encouraged to give at least €5 so they can be entered in a draw and win a designer handbag or tickets for international rugby games. But the idea there is to fundraise for a vital bit of equipment in possibly one of the busiest hospitals in the country. That's on the front page of the Irish Times. It also features a few other stories that caught my eye. Inside, a pupil diagnosis no longer needed for class assistance. Now, this is a story about thousands of parents will no longer need to pay for a diagnosis of a disability in order to access special needs assistance for their children under major changes to the €500 million scheme. The Department of Education is instead planning to automatically front load 17,000 SNAs to schools in advance of the school year. It means students would have immediate access to support in their school rather than having to wait for a diagnosis. However, it does say the changes are likely to spark concerns among parents that their children's hard-won access to SNA support is at risk of being cut or diluted. So that's just a move there by the government. The other story that caught my eye in the Irish Times, tolls this time of year, you have to kind of keep an eye on charges going up in January, and hauliers face 10 cent toll charge rise next year. They face those toll charges on many of the state's motorways, according to the paper. But people travelling by car, good news for motorists, or motorcycle, will only see the cost of using the M3 Dublin to Cavan route rise. So just one route will affect car drivers. Transport Infrastructure Ireland said the changes attributed to inflation are to come into effect from the 1st of January. So in relation to that, the M3, people travelling by car and on motorcycle face a 10 cent increase on the M3, with costs rising to 1.50 for cars and 80 cents for motorcycles. And the TII say that's the toll hadn't increased since 2012 on that motorway, but it doesn't appear that there'll be rises for car users on the other tolls, from what I can make out from those articles. And there's plenty of advertisements actually from Transport Ireland in the papers as well. Well, so and another important story that's carried in many of the papers today, and that's the story that the first publicly funded IVF services are planned for 2021, and plans to provide a publicly funded IVF service in state hospitals for the first time are to be announced today. The service likely to start 2021 after legislation on assisted human reproduction is passed, and other fertility services currently available in public hospitals are to be widened next year as part of a 2 million Euro initiative, while the publicly funded IVF system is awaited. And as I say, that story is covered in many of the papers. A story that caught my eye in the front of the Irish Examiner. Community rallies to rescue families' Christmas after blaze. And this is, the spirit of Christmas is alive and well after a community rallied around a Cork family who lost everything in a devastating house fire the week before the big day. A GoFundMe page has raised nearly €13,000 in just 15 hours to help them rebuild their lives and replace everything, including the children's destroyed Christmas presents. And that's a family in Carrigaline in County Cork. So very nice that the community rallied to support that family. A couple of papers also have the story of parents of tragic girl meets officials in Malaysia, is what the Irish Examiner says. But this is the parents of Nora Quaran met with government officials at the Department of Foreign Affairs as they call for Malaysian authorities to carry out an in-depth inquiry into the disappearance and death of their daughter Nora. And of course, she was found dead following an intense high-profile 10-day search around the Malaysian jungle. And so they met yesterday with government officials. And following the meeting, a spokesperson for the government said the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade continues to provide ongoing consular assistance in this case. And just as we come to the end there, one story did catch my eye in the Mirror. And it's all about that big battle for the duvets. And if I can hopefully get the right page, the never-ending duvet. Rows over who hogs the covers are solved. Experts may have ended the bedtime duvet battle with a revolutionary cover that rolls when a person each time the person turns over. The duvet diplomat uses rollers built into the bed base, so when one person changes position, the cover compensates by moving with them. So they're the stories that you're going to be reading today in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.